back in the fall of 1984 at Wipen Air Force Base, a large, black, silent aerial disc apparently had total access to the nuclear weapon storage areas with only a thin beam of light. One of the U.S. Air Force security men who watched the big UFO emit a reddish-blue beam no wider than a pencil down onto the dome-shaped nuclear weapon storage facilities was Airman First Class Dale Hogan. Dale was born and raised in Florida 47 years ago. His father was in the U.S. Air Force. And like a lot of kids after high school, he decided on August 10, 1982, at age 19, that he would also enlist in the Air Force. And like most new recruits, he was sent to Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, for basic military security training. But in his case, it was followed by more extensive training and certificates in rocket launches, M60 and M203 artillery, and air-based ground defense. By late 1983, Airman Hogan was assigned to Bravo Flight Security at Wipen Air Force Base, Missouri. And about a year after that, in the fall of 1984, Dale was working swing and midnight shifts at the Wipen Air Force Base Nuclear Weapons Storage Facility. With Dale Hogan was Senior Airman John Paul George, who Dale called simply George. At Wipen Air Force Base in 1984, nuclear warheads were stored in two dome-shaped igloos called 4018 and 4020. One night in September or October of 1984, Airman Hogan and George were having trouble keeping their Jeep going. Their engine was cutting out. Their radios were also full of static. Bravo Flight Shift Commander told them to park the Jeep, so they pulled up in front of nuclear weapons igloo 4018. It was around 2 a.m. Suddenly, Airman Dale Hogan felt sluggish, like everything around him was slowing down. He was confused when the hair on his arms rose straight up. He saw that Airman George's hair on his head was also sticking straight up. Here now is former U.S. Air Force Airman First Class Dale Hogan to describe what happened over the next several hours at Wipen Air Force Base, Missouri, in the fall of 1984.
And I said, George, is this Jeep magnetized? It was a cool night. I think it was towards the end of summer. And George is looking at me, and he's going, well, all your hair is sticking up. And I kept touching the Jeep and getting a little, like a little spark off my fingers. And I'm going, now that's interesting. What's causing this? It was a very clear night. There were no clouds. Anyways, I get out of the Jeep, and I'm looking around, and I see on top of 4018, I see this bluish-red pencil light right center of the igloo. And I started yelling at George to come out of the Jeep and look at this.
Do you mean something that looked like a laser coming from the sky down into the igloo?
Straight down. I said, George, there's a light on the igloo. George said, no, it's nothing. And I said, George, get out of the damn Jeep. Come over here and look. It's coming from the center of the igloo, and it's going straight up. But it only goes up so high, and then it stops. And I said, George, there's something there. And I'm going, George, what is the flight restriction? Because I'm looking up, and I could see this black disc. Protocol being protocol, I tried to get a hold of Alpha 1 and Security 1. My radio kept breaking up. I got told switch to go to a different channel, which I did. Again, the radio kept breaking up. And I couldn't get them to come to my location where George and I. George was, in the meantime, telling me to get off the igloo because now I had climbed up onto the igloo looking at this bluish-red light that was coming straight down. And it started to do a grid pattern. And I was like, this is not happening. Just like a grid, it went to one corner and then started going about every 3 inches back and forth and was doing a grid. And when it got to me, it actually stopped because I put my hand into it. George was telling me not to do this. And I said, George, I have to know. Well, when I put my hand into the beam of light, it changed color real quick to like a purple. And my hand was like numb, like pins and needles, like if you had sat on your hand or fell asleep wrong and you lose the blood flow to your arm.
Right.
That's how my whole hand felt, just pins and needles.
Did the light resume the grid pattern after you interacted with your hand?
And as my hand got out of the way, it went back to the bluish red light, and no longer the purple, and it was no bigger than a pencil, and started to do the grid pattern, back and forth, back and forth. And then it went up and started going longitude, back and forth, back and forth.
This is on one of the igloos.
Did it on three of them. It went to one igloo, it went to the next one to beam a light, went to the next one to beam a light, went to the next one. It kept shooting this beam of light down into the igloo. There was at least 24 igloos. So this is a pretty good-sized complex. But only two of them had nuclear warheads, and the third one had regular munitions, grenades, dynamite, rockets, things like that, regular munitions, ammo. That's all that was in there. And it did like a partial grid pattern on that one. But it did a complete full grid pattern on the two igloos, that the one I was on top of and the one that was beside me. That's the two that carried the warheads. There was absolutely no noise coming from this thing. I said, well, I got to ask the stupid question. Is this an exercise going on? And they said, negative, Alpha 4 Bravo. There was no exercise in progress. I said, well, do you have anything on radar then? Can you get a hold of the tower and ask them if they see anything on radar? And they said, what is going on, Alpha 4 Bravo? And I said, well, you have a UFO roughly 50 feet in diameter, 55 feet to 100 feet over my head. And I'm looking straight at it, and it's the Black of Ace of Spades. And it's sniffing the igloos. They told me to stand by, and then all of a sudden, all the area lighting went off. And when the area lighting went off, it made that black disc extremely visible against the black sky night. It was in full view. That's when my supervisor, who was Michael Garcia, Michael James Garcia, he was a staff sergeant. Michael Garcia pulls up, and I show him, and I point up to it, and he's going, oh, my God, oh, my God, I wish I had a camera. This is the real McCoy. So we're looking at this disc just hovering there, doing its grid pattern across the igloos. That's when we started hearing the jump jets fire up out there on the tarmac. And within 10 minutes, they come up and they head over towards the igloo, and off the UFO goes like there was nothing. Mm-hmm. Stopped on a dime. And the Harriers could not turn and keep up with it. And apparently the UFO dragged them way off in the distance and then shot right back to where we were, because this lasted for almost 2.5-3 hours, this whole event. And the UFO came back to continue doing the grid pattern search. The weapon storage facility was shaped like a dog bone. So you had basically a half square mile bottom end of the dog bone and again at the top, and you had a little over a quarter mile distance between the two. And that was maybe just a single road. So in order for them to get to our location, they had to go through another security check. So you just don't go inside the weapons facility and go wherever you want. Well, one thing that we noticed was this car flying around the perimeter road. And all of a sudden, I look down, and you see the two gates to the weapons storage facility open up. And I'm like, what are they doing? You don't open up two gates to a facility with a car doing over 100 miles an hour around the corner. And then we saw a second vehicle following the first vehicle, but not going quite as fast. So the first car just blew right through the security, through both gates, didn't even stop, and came straight to my location where George and I were, jumped out of the vehicle, came over to us. Now here comes the second vehicle. While this officer is talking to us, the second vehicle is coming up, and now you see it's pulling a trailer. So the second vehicle comes up through the facility and never stops for nobody. I mean, it was given the green light clean through. Again, this is breaking nuclear protocol.